This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And if you're off work, you need to bring your ass here. As you can hear, we're having a great time here. Big City Wings, Copperfield location. This is stop 8 on our crawfish circuit. Yes, give Shannon and Steve. They've been to all 8. Give them a hand. There they go. They'll screw up once. They'll drop one.
I mean, that's a level of commitment. D'Amico Ryan.
Steve will have to work late.
If you're wondering about commitment, that's the kind of commitment D'Amico Ryan needs in his O-line room right there.
That's a commitment to the drive right there. But it's a good time to be had out here again. You can win a $25 gift card as we been hooking folks up all day. We've got one more opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So fill your name out, put it in the raffle box right here in front of Shea if you have not done so. A great crowd out. Mud bugs are flowing. Go ahead and get them bugs. I just walked past my guys on the way to the bathroom and said, the bugs is good. He said, the bugs is good. And then he said, Ron, you got to get that $5 margarita. And I'm telling you, you better. I would love to. I have drank the $5 frozen margarita with Steve. His last two, I have drank them with him mentally. I've drank them mentally with him. But sticking with my water, I picked up this water and just acted like it was a frozen one right there. You know, I mean, Steve don't put a little color in his like mine. I want a little strawberry in mine, or, you know, or that pear I found out this weekend. But no, it's still a good time out here. Half price appetizers and $5 margaritas to go along with the after 9, half-price appetizers after 9, and to go along with the $5 margaritas and the crawfish as well. So come on out and enjoy yourself. TVs everywhere to pick up the Astros as they will play game 2 of this series. The lineup is out, Clint, and Ryan Gusto. Whew, hopefully he can bounce back to where he was. Hopefully this isn't the thing, Clint, that he's got a couple of outings, and now teams have a chance to look at what he is doing, and maybe they found him out a little bit. Hopefully that is not the case, and he can come back and have a better start. But this is the lineup. Emerson Hancock. There's somebody in real life by the name of Emerson Hancock.
That's a strong name, man.
713-572-4610. Text in, what do you think Emerson Hancock's father did for a living? What do you think his father does for a living? When you hear the name Emerson Hancock, text in what you think his father does for a living. All right, Pena will lead off, as he always does. Paredes batting second. Altuve, two homers last night. Hopefully he can stay hot. He's batting third with Yiner Diaz. He's catching tonight and batting cleanup. He had two hits last night. Hopefully that batting average and production from the cleanup spot is improving. Behind him, Christian Walker, hey, two straight games with a hit. Now he's 1-for-4. He's still hitting under 200, but two straight games with a hit. There you go, Christian Walker batting fifth. Victor Caratini is the DH. He's been swinging a good bat. Jake Myers in center. And then they finished things off with Cam Smith and Mauricio Dubon. Dubon had two hits last night. So same lineup as last night, Clint. And hopefully they can get some consistency and this group can go. Because to me right now, like I know they've switched it and switched some things around. And I don't know that Brandon Rodgers is doing things that you're like, hey, man, I got to get him in.
Yeah.
I don't know that, and, you know, I know this is tough. I don't know that Chaz is doing things where you're like, boy, I got to get him in. Maybe Zach DiCenzo a little bit. He's been swinging the bat. Maybe mix him in. But maybe they kind of stick with some of these guys and let them get a rhythm.
Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to stick with anybody in that
you're
lower
right.
half of the lineup. I think they're going to continue to juggle it. But, when you look at this game and the game's moving forward. Now, the nine-run output yesterday in Game 1 in this four-game set versus the Mariners may have put Joe Espada in a spot where he's feeling like he can be even more patient with Christian Walker. But I'm just waiting. Look, you got Caratini swinging it well. He swung it well again last night. You mentioned Jake Myers. You know, at some point in time, those guys are going to move up ahead of Christian Walker if he doesn't start swinging it better. So, it's every game. The next game is definitely Christian Walker watch. I mean, there has to be a different level of a sense of urgency, if you will, in how they handle their first base and the way they've handled it in the past. And you got some guys below Christian Walker that are swinging it well. So either Christian's got to come on or those guys are going to end up jumping him.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there, but hopefully they can get another win coming up here.
When it comes to Brendan Rodgers at second base, too, like you mentioned, you just got too many options there. I mean, with Dubon's hitting 270, Altuve can obviously play there, so you can get the some of the bats you mentioned, DiCenzo, some of those guys in left field. So, there's too many options at second and left field and too many guys that are swinging the bat well. For Brendan Rodgers to be made priority at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And he struggled a bit. Some injury news, injury front coming up today, coming from Joe Espada as they get ready to take on the Mariners. Hayden Wisniewski, who obviously went down and was declared that he is going to have Tommy John surgery. That has occurred. Hey, Steve, man, I already got y'all drinks coming. Just set it down. You think they're gonna get away with just trying to grab our check last week? You think you're gonna sit over there and you think that's it? Nah, baby, I got them coming. But Hayden Wisniewski had his Tommy John surgery today, Clint, according to Joe Espada. So he is down. Colton Gordon also, they've announced that he will be the starter coming up on Sunday, filling in the spot for Ronel Blanco. And I would imagine, Clint, he's probably going to stay up and be in that rotation, especially depending on how long Ronel Blanco is down. And just with that pitching news, Clint, that's why yesterday was so important, them to score 9 runs and this offense to get going. This offense is going to have to get them some help. And I know that really sucks when you don't have the biggest option you have available on your roster in Yordan Alvarez. But they have got to get this group going and help these young guys because, I think Luke said it yesterday, 3 of your 5 starters feel like AAA starters right now, depending on how long it takes Lance to get going again. So they're going to need those guys at the plate to really come through and get better.
Yeah, look, I mean, you talk about the AAA starters. You got Gusto tonight, you got Valdez tomorrow, and then you got 2 blank spots in the
it's Gordon.
Now Gordon, he's one of them, and then what's Ginger Nation? He's got to be the other one, right? He pitched well enough to get another start.
You think
rotation.
Walter did? They sent him back down.
Ginger Nation, that's all right. They can move him around. Yeah, absolutely, man.
They sent him back down.
Yeah, we need a fair-skinned Ginger up there throwing a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Why not?
We'll absolutely. See. And he threw it well enough to get another look. Absolutely. Yeah. And we got a hole. Just ask ESPN. You got a hole to drop me.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're gonna put on, yeah, just put him in there.
Yeah, man, you got a slot. It ain't
Joe,
like
that. Maybe, Joe and Dana don't know yet.
You got two slots, and old Gordo can't fill both of them.
No, he can't. Yeah, somebody's got to. All right, that's where we are. Astros take on the Mariners. Huge series. Hell, they keep on going, man. They can get to, they can sweep this and be in first place in the West if they win the next three games. So that is on the table. But really, if you can come out of here and win three or four, that would be huge.
Come on, man.
Huge, man. Imagine you win today and you got Framber going tomorrow. That you know, that's the space you feel really good. So Mariners Astros coming up, and we'll be watching that certainly this weekend.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, NBA playoffs. You can watch the Astros here at Big City Wings Copperfield location, but you can also check out, to me, Clint Wood has been the most entertaining series. This is what sports is about. For me, walking into this, Clint, I mean, I was intrigued to watch it. I was going to watch it, but I didn't realize it until I start getting into this game that, like, this is I haven't been this excited watching a non-LeBron involved series in a long time. Like, this thing, I cannot wait for this tonight. This is, like, this series has it all, man. You got Reggie Miller doing the call that I can just feel every New York Knicks fan is driving them crazy listening to it and listening to Reggie, who completely sounds like he is pulling for the Pacers on the broadcast. If I can hear it, I know Knicks fans believe it. And then you have just the crowd in there. And tonight, man, I bet you the whole game is going to feel like the end of the fourth quarter did. It just, you could just feel nervousness from the fan base. You could just feel it coming off the TV screen. And I think we are seeing a star in Tyrese Halliburton and his father come right before our eyes. He hits the choke sign, and his dad, by the way, was in a bar in New York doing the same thing.
Was he really?
Oh, you didn't catch that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, John was back. John Halliburton was back in the bar doing it with his son. They had a video. They had a video of it. But this is fun, man.
I'll be honest with you. I can't even enjoy Halliburton's success because every time he does something, I'm like, it's a crime. Like last night or two nights ago, it's a crying ass shame his daddy ain't in the building watching. I'm not saying that he should. I'm not saying that he's the fool that caused the situation. But damn, every time he does something good, I'm like, golly, man, his pops is missing. I mean, you waited your whole life to watch your son at the pinnacle of his career and the pinnacle of his profession win a championship, and you can't go in there because you're an idiot and you ran up and talked trash on the court to one of the players. I mean, it would have.
Giannis of all people.
I know, but it literally breaks my heart, man. Dude's. Now, of course, he's in a bar doing it. So I guess
I think if he'd have done it to Gary Trent, he'd have still been able to go.
The fact that it was Giannis. Yeah. and Giannis so eloquently explained what happened. Yeah. I every time he does something good in a series, which obviously that was great, I'm just like, man, that poor dude's pops in the building, man.
But I didn't know this was going to draw me to it. And then you're getting, first off, the pace in the game is it's a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
And you're getting Cat stepping up. You're getting,
That's the one I'm on.
You said he's turned a different corner. He's stepping up. I didn't know Carl Anthony Towns had jump shot in the corner and then hit the Pacer, who clearly yelled something to him when he was taking the shot, hit the Pacer in his stomach and tap him on the way down. Did you see Carl do it? Carl hit the shot, and he made it, turned around, tapped on the guy's stomach, who yelled at him. It was just crazy, man. I I want the Knicks to win, so this thing is a long series.
Yeah.
Like that's what I want. They go down 2-0, they might get swept. But this is a fun series. All the stars are playing well. Brunson had 43. Cat had 35 and 12. Halliburton had 31. Then Naismith just went crazy in the fourth quarter. This is a fun series to take in. I can't wait for this thing tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, finally, Clint. Detroit Lions stand out. Aiden Hutchinson. He had that gruesome injury in Dallas last year. I mean, it was nasty.
Yep.
And you knew, like, it was right then and there. Like, it was like, yep. Just like Jason Tatum, my man's out. That is for the year. And he was having an amazing year, Clint. He was borderline. You got to slide your chair, Clint. He was borderline in the defensive player of the year conversation, the way that he was playing. And you could see the Lions continue to try to find some sort of a defensive player to kind of match that. They made trades and everything, but he has been cleared to return to football activities and should be ready to go for the Lions this year. It is weird. Like, I've seen a lot of people down on the Lions.
You lose your OC and your DC. Not everybody's going to do what Philly did last year.
I saw the Bleacher Report where I told you they had the Jags winning the division. They had the Lions going from 15-2 to 9-8.
Whew. We'll find out. We'll find out a lot about Dan Campbell. I mean, it's a big part of being a head coach. It's not a play caller, right? Is to make sure that you've got again the pipeline of play callers for him on both sides of the ball.
And I think they did go from within.
They did.
Their hires.
They did. And so you know, we'll see how that works. Probably, given what Philadelphia just did, I think the reaction is going to be, whoa, why the hell can't Dan Campbell do it? Why can't this guy do it?
But there's some similarities because both Dan and Nick Sirianni are offensive coaches, but they don't call their plays.
Offensive minded that don't call plays.
They hand it up
there. The only difference is when, you know, Sirianni, when he needed to hire his offensive and defensive coordinator, there was proven guys out there. You know what I mean?
You got Kellen Moore.
Yeah, yeah. You get Kellen Moore, and then who do you get on the defense side?
Vic Fangio.
Fangio. You got proven guys out there. So this time he hires from within, and I don't think either one of them were proven guys. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of developing they did of play callers.
Yeah, we'll see. But hopefully Aiden Hutchinson can get right, because he was looking like first team all pro, one of the best defensive players in the game before his injury occurred. Hopefully he can get back to that. All right, coming up as we continue here live on stop 8 of our crawfish circuit. Go ahead and get them bugs out there, man, and get you some of them $5 margaritas they got here as well, and come pull up and hang out with us for a bit. Clint said, boy, there's something that is Clint wrote cuss words here on the rundown. I can't say those cuss words, but it's something that's really bugging the S out of him about C.J. Stroud. We'll let you hear what he's got to say about that coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.